Thank you, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. We just praise you, Father, for all that you do. We thank you, Lord, that tonight we're going to send our praises up to you, Lord, and let it be a sweet smell to your nostrils, Lord. We just praise you and we thank you for this open heaven you've given us. And we thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that have been answered and will be answered and are answered even as we speak. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace upon us. We thank you, Lord, that tonight the prayers that are spoken tonight, Lord, will be spoken in faith. And we know that the promises are true and we know it's going to be answered. We praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint everybody here tonight to be in your love, Lord, as we listen to these songs and participate ourselves in ourselves. And I thank you, Lord, for receiving this praise and worship tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Okay, has anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, man, we'll cut right to the chase, can't we? Uh-oh, Missy fell out. All right, has anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
I just wanted to the Lord showed me something today, and I just kind of wanted to make a confession and speak about it for a second. The Lord has been showing me about household salvation for a while, and I quite frankly, I never even knew about it until David preached on it and brought it out, the teaching of it. And I just never thought about it before. I've been struggling over my role as far as responsibility, whether or not I should speak into certain things. And instead of limiting myself to prayer, but to speak, you know, directly into things. I'm being kind of vague now my description of what I'm talking about, but I'm going to say holding back, or I don't know if it's keeping my light under a bushel, or however you'd want to say it. And I've recognized certain things in my family, and certain fears, and tried to address them, mainly in prayer and speaking about certain things, but it has never been to an I'm going to say a breakthrough or success or whatever. I'm always asking for prayer for that specific thing, for household deliverance and salvation. But as I was, I think I was listening to a message. I don't remember which one it was, but it dawned on me that there was a certain lack of trust or confidence in the Lord like I was fearful that, you know, saying certain things would kind of upset the apple cart and stir things up beyond redemption if I said certain things. And so this morning I realized that I needed to, I guess, I had to go back and place various things related to household salvation, relationships, future, etc. A lot of just specific things that, again, I'm sorry I'm being very kind of vague, but I had to place those in the Lord's hands. I had to place them on the altar. And so I, because there was fear within me related to the consequences of speaking out or whatever, addressing certain things or that are functioning or in evidence. And so I had to put that on the altar. And as I was thinking of that, the picture of Abraham, kind of came in my mind as he was taking Isaac up to the mountain in obedience to God to sacrifice him. It was, I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but it was, he had to let go and completely die to his son. And he had to, I mean, when you physically put something on the altar, it's burning. You're burning it up. It's going to die. Nothing else. Your life is going to change from that point. And so I just listed the various different things and the fears associated with them. And I confess my sin and thank the Lord that his truth. In 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I did so, and I offered all those items up on the altar of sacrifice and gave them into the hand of the Lord. And I'm an kind of emotional talking about it now, because I didn't think at the time I was doing it, I didn't think that the impact would be so great. But I realize that there's a certain freedom happening within me that I don't have to be in control. Not that I am a controlling person, but I don't, it's not my responsibility in one sense. Responses, reactions, all those things are not my responsibility. My responsibility is to trust that the Lord knows what he's doing and he knows how to do it. And I think this is an important lesson to me, not only personal level, but I believe that we are going to go through that situation. The Lord is preparing an environment in the world right now for people to run out of steam and to look towards the only way of salvation, and that's the Lord Jesus. And I have to be confident that the Lord is able and desires the salvation of everyone that comes to him. And so, and that we can be confident in placing our most valuable in his hands. So I'm making a confession and I'm asking for prayer and thanking the Lord that he has done it and asking him to fill me with his Holy Spirit and give me the patience and the guidance to speak forth when I need to speak, and just to pray when I need to pray, and just to trust him that he is the God of our salvation and knows very well how to bring people through. And so I guess that's my prayer request and my prayer request and confidence and thankfulness to the Lord all in one shot. So that's all I had to say.
Father, we just lift up to you. We thank you, Lord, for helping him bear his heart to you, Lord. We praise you, Father, for the confession that is made. And Lord, we thank you for the work that you're doing in him. This wonderful work of getting rid of all the things that have hindered all of us. And we praise you for it, Father. We ask, Father, as he asked, that you fill him with your Holy Spirit, with that overcoming power and the wisdom and the love that you have placed in all of us. And I thank you for doing that for Patrick, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask and I pray for a watch before his lips to speak only the things that you would have him to speak when you would have him to speak it, Father. He's been a wonderful inspiration here on the outreach at times, and we just praise you for it, Father. We ask that you continue your work in him in a mighty way, Lord. We see his heart has been bared to you, Lord, and we thank you, Father, for fulfilling everything that you have for him as a son of God, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Does anyone else want to pray? Yeah, go ahead, June or Ray.
I can so relate to what you have spoken about, Pat. With our first child, I was trying to share faith with our first daughter, and she just wasn't there. You know, I wasn't reaching her, and I was very aware of that. And so I went to someone who was very had very strong faith that I wanted to pray with, And while she was praying for me, Pat, I literally felt something physical in my body. It was horrendous. It was like, it felt like it was coming from my stomach and it was taken out, completely removed from me. And I realized then the Lord was saying, okay, I hear your prayer. I know your heart, but I'm going to do this thing. You know, I needed to be more on the sideline, except for prayer, of course. And, you know, we just thank the Lord for your humble heart, Pat. And we know the Lord is answering your prayer. Even though you haven't seen the manifestation of it yet, all is well. And we praise the Lord because he is the one who is doing it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for blessing my brother in a mighty way. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
I've been reading, Pat, I can totally relate to to what you're saying. I think all of us can to, you know, a good degree, but I've been reading Escape the Falling Away, and and I was just sitting here reading it, and David was saying, you know, there's some that are stuck, you know, for 40, 50 years in these denominations, and it's hard to get out of it. And because, you know, all that error that they've been taught needs to be taken out of them by the renewing of their minds, and you know, and like when he was saying stuck in denominations 40, 50 years, reminded me of someone in my family that I'm believing and praying for. And the Lord's just, you know, shown me that everything that I've prayed for, and I'll just praise him and thank him that it's done, and just to speak the end from the beginning, to see them through eyes of faith, and see them, you know, like one thing is seek out your own salvation, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, you know, just, Lord, you know, so-and-so is working out their own salvation with fear and trembling, and I don't receive this 40, 50 years, you know, thing, you know, stuck there and never going to be able to get out, you know, and, you know, we've got a revival coming, you know, and no, it doesn't have to be, doesn't have to wait till then, but, you know, the Lord has a timing for each and every one of those that we're praying for and believing for in our families. And so it's like, you know, I just pray for them and show them the love of the Lord the best I know how. And I've learned touchy subjects that, you know, for the most part create conflicts, you know. So I just stay away from them, you know, because I know I'm not the one that's gonna that's gonna show them. And so I ask the Lord, you know, to bring somebody else along to speak to them. And you know, if it's not gonna be me, because you know what Jesus said, that he was in his own hometown and he could not do many mighty works, you know, among them because of their unbelief. And, you know, they're like, who's this carpenter? Who's this carpenter kid? Don't we know his sisters and his mother and his brethren? And, you know, who is this guy? Who does he think he is? You know, that's how our family looks at us, you know, and people that we know. And I just want to say, don't be bothered by that. And I thank you, Lord, that for Pat's confession and repentance, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you to give him the grace to just rest in you, knowing, Lord, that you are going to do this, Lord, in your timing, in your way, and just fill him with the joy of knowing your promise of household salvation, and that even though we don't know how you're going to do it, Lord, you're going to do it in a way, Lord, just to put a peace and rest and joy in his heart, knowing, Lord, that you're going to do it in a way that nobody's expected, in a way that he's not expected, and just give him a great anticipation, Lord, and peace in his heart, knowing, Lord, that when you do it, you're gonna do it big, and in each and every part of his family, Lord, and just Lord, remind him to use his imagination, Lord, faith through imagination, and seeing what he's prayed for coming to pass for each and every member of his family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Go ahead, Geneva.
Hey, everybody. Can you hear me? I'm on my...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm driving, so I didn't know. Well, number one, thank you, Jesus, for your trials. And thank you for peace and for helping me to receive the fruit that I need to receive during this trial. In Jesus' name. I just wanted to ask, I guess, kind of for prayer, because so we're moving tomorrow. We have to be out of our place and into the new place, which I'm pretty excited about. I'm excited to have room and stuff, but it's funny because Marissa had a dream that I was climbing up me and Morgan were like climbing up a mountain it was like a mountain on a hilltop or something of that sort. I don't know, she might be able to better explain, but so I feel like that is what is going on. So I don't want to say too much because I don't want to get in my flesh. But basically for the past 7 days, Morgan's family has been here and they've been a great help, but you know, they're, his dad's not a Christian, and, I've always kind of struggled, I guess, like with his dad, not in that, but, he just needs the Lord. Let me just say that. And then, you know, his mom is trying, but it's been a pretty stressful week, and I've been having to cast down stress and anxiety because I guess I feel like the help that we need and we're supposed to get has not been that at all. It's almost like we've kind of been helping them, and I don't know. I've been feeling like really tired, like emotionally. And I'm trying not to talk about it, like when I, you know, because I feel like I could say a lot of things. But basically I just want to thank the Lord for this trial, because I know that we're gonna be so much happier to have faith and be where we're at, and but the Lord's just having me produce fruit right now. And I know he's gonna see me through this. And I prayed the other day, I was like, God, please don't let me go through all of this. All this persecution and the things that we feel right now. Cause I know Morgan's tired too. Like, let me not go through all of this and wish I could go back and do things differently. Cause I feel like so many times I do that, where, you know, I'm like, man, Lord, like that's what you're trying to show me. Like, if I would have just turned Geneva off and turned the Lord, like pay attention to the Lord, and have the Lord's eyes, not Geneva's eyes, you know, I would have been so much happier during the thing. So So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I really do feel like God has blessed me with a lot of patience and a lot of peace. So if you all could just say a prayer for me, you know, that God just kind of helps me and Morgan to endure and to have patience with his family and mainly just kind of his dad and things that have been said, things that we've done. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I love them. I'm thankful that they're here and, you know, that they're helping us in the ways that they have. But I don't know. I don't want to talk about complaining. Anyway, thank you, Lord. If you all can say a prayer, that'd be great.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for your patience in all of us. We thank you, Father, for these trials that we come through because they get rid of some more flesh. And we praise you for it, Father. But Lord, we just ask and we pray that you would work in Geneva and Morgan too to just walk in patience and love and understanding and give them the words and the wisdom and how to speak and talk and act around them. And we thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for doing the things necessary to make this an easy transition for them, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Julie.
Yeah, I'd like to pray too. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for our brother and our sister in the Lord and the trials that they've had and what they're going through even right now. And thank you, Lord, for your grace during this time. And you know exactly what both of them need. And I pray, Lord, that you just encourage them and strengthen them spiritually and emotionally and physically. You command all stress, worry, anxiety, all the attacks of the enemy to try to get them in any kind of sin. We cast all that down. We bind you. We command you off of them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the cross that you have both Geneva and Morgan on right now, Lord, and that they're overcoming in this. They're going to, by your grace, Lord, and your love in them for you and for everybody that you've put in their lives, God, that they obey you in everything that they know how to do. Help them, Lord, pray in the spirit as much as I can right now, Lord. I know that always helps me when I'm being, you know, stressed out about stuff and when the enemy's there. Thank you, Lord, for giving the physical rest that they need tonight. So when they're moving tomorrow, Lord, they're going to have supernatural strength and ability, and everything is going to go extremely well, because we're asking you for it, Lord. We're asking you for your grace that you get them out of that home where they're in right now and into the new home without any delay, without any hindrance from the enemy. And it's just going to go faster and better than what they think. We command all discouragement and disappointment and all the dread of the enemy trying to put all the bad thoughts and imaginations there. Cast all that down in the name of Jesus. Father, moving is just, you know, it's just going from one place to another, and you're there with them, and you already see they're closing up this place, Lord, and putting it behind them, and all the concerns they have with that apartment, that house that they're in, rather, and they're going to have a great testimony. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise you. We just keep praising you, Lord. We keep thanking you and praising you, Lord, because you've already done it. You've heard our prayers. You know their need and you know their heart. And we thank you, Lord, for doing more than we can ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Go ahead, Matt, Pat. Not Matt, Pat.
I just wanted to make a listening to everybody's prayer. By the way, I agree with Julie's prayer 100% for Geneva. And thank you, Father, for this path that you've put us on to bring us through, blow these winds of adversity on us and train us to stand by your faith and to be able to withstand the storms when they come into our lives, simply because you are with us, Lord. Psalm 23:4, you are there walking with us through what seems to be a death-like experience. But Father, you take us through because you are with us, and we learn to worship you and trust you and love you even more for your salvation in each and every aspect of our life. We thank you for it. I was thinking about that. I know what we've been going through is these winds. The thing I hear is the winds of adversity. And they come into our life, and at first they seem like they're going to blow us over. But as we learn to stand and resist and submit to God's word, that these winds that come our way, we're able to, as we listen to the Spirit of God, we're able to stretch out our wings of faith and be lifted up by those winds of adversity. And the interesting thing about it is, I had this experience when I was hang gliding on the coast. The winds are fairly constant. Not on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, they're fairly constant all the time. And that's where a lot of hang gliding happens, simply because it's a constant 20, 21 mile an hour breeze, and it comes right up the sand dunes, and it's just, you get on the top of the mountain, and when it's going blowing hard enough, you just lift up the sail to your kite, and it just lifts you off of the ground. And the interesting thing, I remember I had some friends that were with me standing, you know, 2 feet, 5 feet away from me. And as the wind picked up and it was blowing, you could hear the flutter, of the wings and the, you know, 20 some mile an hour wind. But when you lift up that nose of that kite and it lifts you off of the ground, now you are a part of the wind and everything is silent. You don't hear that rustling anymore. You don't hear the blowing. And you can just talk to somebody in normal voice and they can hear you so close away, because it's so calm and so peaceful. But the wind is still blowing. And then you can take that wind if you know what you're doing. And you can guide yourself and lead yourself where you want to go. And you can go all the way down the beach, and you can turn your kite and catch the wind and keep on going and go all the way back. And you can literally stay airborne for hours if the wind is there. And I have heard... I've seen pictures of birds in hurricanes before, simply flying along. Of course, they're going 150 miles an hour. But when you're in the air, that reference point is gone. And you can go with that wind. That wind empowers you to go. And I just got this thought today. As I was listening to David's message, as a matter of fact, and it dawned on me that even in this time that we are in here at the end of the age, God is blowing winds of adversity into our lives. Sorry, fly. To to strengthen us and to teach us in these small ways to reach out and stretch out our wings of faith and learn, and learn how to cooperate with those winds of adversity, let them blow the unbelief off, rest in faith, and you will float up, and I believe that you'll find that those winds against you now become a force that you can ride on by faith. And the thing that hit me today is that this training that he's taking us through, there is a storm coming. And that storm is going to be so powerful that it's going to bring people to their knees, holding on for anything that they can hold on to. And nothing is going to be a confidence to them except faith in God. They're going to have to know how to stretch out their arms of faith and put their trust in God and to make it through that adversity. And it was clear in listening to David's teaching that many in this time will not do that. They will not stretch out those arms. And though they may be called Christians, they're going to be blown away in that wind. And that there is a purpose for that, because those that have learned the lessons and are able to go through those winds and that storm are going to be the light that God is going to have. He's going to have an evidence of him in this coming future storm. And that evidence is going to be within people that are blessed of God and have entered into that peaceful place in Christ. So I just encourage, Geneva and just to, realize that the adversity, the opposition, and all this, God is using that in our lives to really do his will and to create in us his perfect place of peace. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Pat. Willie Thomas, my old buddy. It is so good to see you, brother. Glory be to God. How you doing? You'll have to unmute so we can hear you. I think it's star 6, isn't it?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. How you doing, brother?
A lot of stuff happened. I shouldn't have put myself through, but a lot of stuff happened.
None of us ever done that.
Huh?
Ain't none of us ever done that. Go ahead.
Now I know what it means for the prodigals, how they were so hard-headed, with certain things with the Lord. Right now I'm at my friend's funeral get-together who passed away. But got a powerful testimony for you. It's been some time, guys. It's been some time. Like, what is it? 2-3 years, something like that?
Yep.
But to put a long story short, best friend of mine passed away. Lived her whole entire life in sin. Whole entire life. Did what she wanted, however she wanted, whenever she wanted. On Saturday, last Saturday, she went to the hospital her kidneys shut down, her liver shut down. She had pneumonia, strep, and she had a previous heart attack all at the same time. She's 43 years old. She was in the hospital for, well, up until the 28th. She died on the 28th at 4:28 p.m. Now, me and my heart had
You froze out, brother.
I never had such an earnesty to pray for someone as that moment. I've never had such an earnesty to pray for somebody. It felt like life or death, and it was pure life or death. And the Lord began to move me. Now, mind you, this is why I'm doing what I want to do. You know, it's over the past 4 days now, up until the 28th. It's still been going on. And I was talking to the Lord, and, you know, I was upset. I was livid. You know, this is my best friend. There's no reason for, you know, I didn't understand. It made no sense to me. And I said to the Lord, I said, I'm tired of watching people die around me. All my friends die around me. And immediately the Holy Spirit took over. And I began to pray for her, and I prayed, and the Lord just adamantly affirmed, oh, she's coming home. So, you know, in my mind, in my thinking, yeah, she's coming home. Oh, she's physically to the.
You muted yourself.
Call me after decline the call. Make a long story short, there were multiple things that took her life. From her liver to her kidneys to a lesion on the brain to 3 heart attacks to a lesion on the liver. Low blood pressure, bad blood. It was like a variety of destructive attacks, unrelentless. We thought it was going to be on the up and up, and, you know, the hospital was like, yeah, things are looking good. They had to do dialysis on her. But the Lord, I was talking to the Lord, and I went on a walk in the woods, and, you know, I got upset, and I was like, Lord, you know, if she dies, I'm done, you know, and the Lord knows our hearts, you know, we say stupid things when we're angry. But he continued to make me pray for her and pray for myself. It was like simultaneously. I was praying for her, praying for myself, praying for her, praying for myself. And she passed away. I last saw my friend being put in the ambulance, and I last saw my friend dead in the hospital. And I said, Lord, I know you told me she was going to come home, so I was hoping a resurrection because the coroner didn't do an autopsy. I'm like, all right, the Lord's talking about a resurrection. There was no resurrection. The Lord said to me, you know, if she lived, she wouldn't have made it. And I was like, okay, but where my mindset was, it was very hard for me to accept that. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, you had me intercede so earnestly in such a way I've never done before in my life. It just felt like I was trying to intercede for my own life. It was just that strong. I'm just trying to say it was that strong. And I said, Lord, I want to know if she made it. And I want to know before I leave this hospital, did she make it? And I was walking down a certain section in the hospital day, and the scripture came, just started playing. And I didn't catch it at first until it was like, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And it blew my mind. There were other incidents, you know, where this is a long story, but to try to make a long story short, the Lord affirmed where my friend went. And when I struggled with trying to understand what love was, because that was one of my arguments with the Lord, I said, I don't know what love is. You know, not the I was just being honest and straightforward. There are things I struggled with in understanding. And the Lord showed me after she was saved, he said to me, this is what love is. I took a person who was a sinner all their lives. I caused you to intercede for that person. And from that, not only was she delivered, but I caused all this to wake you up and to get you to pursue me. Her death woke me up because I wasn't planning on waking back up. I had no plans. I was set in my mind with what I'm doing. Hey, if I die, I know where I'm going. And the Lord used her salvation to show me how powerful and how much sin can be forgiven. And exactly what love is. I was losing my heart for the Father. But every now and then he would just show up with this conviction. I wouldn't listen. He would show up and I wouldn't listen. He would show up and I wouldn't listen. But he got my full attention. And I was so angry. And I said, Lord, you know, I just want revenge. And the Lord corrected me. He said, vengeance is mine. I shall recompense. He brought that piece of scripture up in my head. And the Lord said to me, I did take vengeance. I saved her life. I took vengeance on what the adversary did to her. And I heard your prayer. And now you hear me. Two lives for the price of one. I've never felt so vehement to run after God. I've never had such a fervor to know who he is. I never knew that much sin could be forgiven. Sorry, it's been a bit rough. But now it's so different. It's so different. The pain is joy and sorrow and happiness and such a pursuit to want to know what it really means to know God, not how I used to. This is different. This is like a surrender. And I'm sorry if I'm talking low. I'm trying to hold back tears at the same time. My friend, who should have gone to hell, was used to reignite my heart for God. And the Lord did it in such a way to deliver a person in such a way. I can't even deny it. When I disappeared, I was on no good trip whatsoever. And I kind of set my mind to that, like, hey, But when you understand now what love is, it's not the same. It's not the same. When you call someone a sister or a brother, and you see how powerful the love of God is and how much we don't deserve any of that, that's even a privilege to call someone a sister and a brother. That is a privilege. It's an undeserved title. I thank God I went through what I went through. I thank God for the backsliding, because I don't think he would have caught my attention any other way, and I don't think my friend would have been saved. What the enemy meant for evil, to destroy, turned out for good. I've never had such a zeal to want to take revenge, not in a bad way, but spiritual, Holy Spirit vengeance. You know, and I'm not, it doesn't sound right the way I'm saying it, but give me a sword and let me go. So, how's everyone been? That's my.
Let me tell you something, Willie. Our prayers have been answered this night for you. We've been praying for you the whole time. Thank you, Father, for blessing Willie in our presence. And we praise you for it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for my brother. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Father. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
Well, I just wanted to say, wait a minute. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear the scream out there. I was like, wait a minute. Willie, it's good to see you, brother.
You as well. How you been, Joe?
Doing good. I don't know if I want to top that. I was like, well, no, I'll be obedient. But no. Well, yeah, I've been through a lot myself too since we last saw each other. But I wanted to say thank you, Pat, for sharing. You know, I was encouraged. Just wanted to encourage you that, you know, hopefully I could, but just, you know, I was burdened this morning, even yesterday. You know, yesterday was my 40th birthday. And so the enemy was having a field day, or I was letting him, for one thing, you know, just torment me at the hell. Okay, you know, you're all alone in life, as you think. I mean, so I think I am, but, you know, in a way, it's kind of my own doing. But, and also, the, you know, I mean, the Lord doing his work through me, or I mean, doing that work on me that he needs. But concerning my family, I don't know, I just kind of thought about it. I was like, well, he was kind of, you know, getting me to think, man, I'm so selfish. I'm not even reaching out to my family. And a couple of them said happy birthday, and I didn't say anything, because it's kind of like what you said, Missy, you know, just, or, you know, even like Pat, it sounded like, what's your burden? You know, you want to do something, but you really know you can't. I mean, in my case, as a child, you know, to my parents, or even my brothers, you know, it's like, there's so much I want to say, but I realize it's not the right time, you know. So I think it's like the enemy did a number on me. But just what you said, you know, I mean, was encouraging to me. It lifted the burden off my shoulders. Like, well, okay, Joe, you've been here before. And, the Lord's had to tell me many times. You know, even David said something, I think it was last Sunday. You know, the only really good a lot of times we can do for our families is from a distance, you know. I mean, because it seems like it's going to be somebody else who's going to reach them.
Yeah.
You know, somebody else is going to reach them. He knows how. And I just, at times I wonder, but then it's like, he ends up blowing my mind afterwards. Like, okay, yeah, you know, I never thought about doing it that way. But it's, but thank you for sharing that. Cause it's, I think, like I said last week, you know, and I could just even remember years, you know, a couple years ago when I was here, I was just so tormented thinking, You know, I mean, it's crazy how the enemy can get us to believe such lies, you know, just to keep us in bondage. And I remember thinking these people wouldn't understand. They wouldn't even begin to understand how I feel and what I'm going through. And then I realize now, no, it's the total opposite. You know, no, I'm listening to your testimony, I'm listening to your testimony, Missy, and possibly even others. And I'm like, I want to say you're talking about my family because it sounds exactly like my family. But no, yeah, it's just, it's, thank you for speaking. Yeah, you might feel kind of, you might feel burdened about it, but I'm encouraged. Burden was lifted off my shoulders. And, you know, as I cried out to the Lord this morning, most of all, I just was so realizing how weak I was. I just tell him I don't know how to have a good relationship, you know, from just the, all the wreckage and destruction the enemy over the years has caused between me and my family. He just, I mean, I was in a total state. Yeah, just like the weakest I could even think. And I was like, Lord, you're going to have to do it. You know, I don't know how to have a good relationship. All I've known is just a bad relationships, you know, and I've taken that into the every other relationship I've had. So I just, you know, it's all in the Lord's hands. That's all I can say. You know, it is crucifying. Yes, it's not fun waiting through that period and letting him take control as much as we want to. You know, and that's been the hardest battle for me, is knowing, chill, hang out, or, you know, rest in me. Let me do the work in you first before you even think about doing something for them, or letting me through you do something for them, or letting somebody else, but you and me. And that's he has to keep telling me that, you know, with whatever's going on. So that's the hardest of it. And I'm sure you probably see that too. Like, oh, I want to do something. I want to tell them this. I want to tell them that. I want to let them know, but it's like, it's my time. So, yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Matt.
First of all, I want to say hi there, Willie. It's been a while.
Yes.
How you been, brother?
Doing bad. Doing better.
Amen. By the grace of God.
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Amen. I was back.
Speak the good report.
I do have a testimony. As most of you know, I was in a car wreck almost 10 months ago. I was asleep when the accident happened, and I have not been able to fall asleep in a car since then. Well, the other day,
praise God.
The other day, Anna was driving, and I actually fell asleep in the car. So,
praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Awesome testimony for me. Moving forward a little bit.
All right. Start.
I know some of you guys texted me, but it looks like it's texting back.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, well, it is so nice to see you back. But we're going to look forward to seeing you every time we open the doors. All right. Anybody else before we get started in this praise tonight? Yeah, Joe. Oh, wait a minute, Joe. That's right. You sent me something here.
Thank you, Michael.
How'd you send it? Email?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Hang on just a second. Anybody else want to say something while I'm looking?
I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Billy Thomas, it is good to see your face.
And it's been a long time, and I'm so glad that you're back. We've been praying a lot for you, brother. We've missed you. Now don't freeze up on us.
I've missed you guys. Yeah, I did. Like I said, I did the prodigal son thing, and, you know, the Lord taught me a very powerful lesson from it.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
You know, I learned that you can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I think I did what I did. I had a lot of knowledge. Knowledge is not good without the Holy Spirit directing it.
Amen.
And there are things I had great lack of knowledge on. You know, but this incident is so different. I don't want my friend to be dead, but the power, the love of God that I learned, and when the Holy Spirit says you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, it just simply means he's in charge. He's in charge. Your body is not your own. This is a temple of the Spirit.
The Lord does know how to get our attention when we need it, and we're all prone to wander and go astray. And the Lord gave me a word the other day, yesterday, I think it was about, it was Matthew 24:4, where it says, take heed that no man lead you astray. And as soon as I saw that, I knew what he was saying. Your old man, the old mind of the flesh, the man, make sure, you know, take heed that no man lead you astray. And that was the first time he allowed me to see it that way. Because our old man, our old sin nature, our old self-will, you know, and pride and independence, whatever that is, it's still at work, you know, at times will lead you astray.
Yeah. And, you know, the funny thing is, that thing was in my heart for a long time. And when I reunited with my friend, you know, because that thing was still in my heart, it was like saying all hell broke loose. But systematically, it broke me down.
He does know how to work all things together for good, does he not?
Yeah. The Lord knows what he knows what he needs to do. This was the worst hurt I've ever gone through. I've had relatives die, other friends die. This death was devastating. This was the God, if I don't see anything, I'm done. That came out of anger. But it came out of being tired of watching people die. And after I said, Lord, I'm tired of watching my friends die, the Holy Spirit just took over from there.
Lord. Praise God.
And I didn't deserve it. I really didn't. You know, but what Satan meant for evil to try to destroy my life and hers, two lives have been saved from this.
Praise God. Well, we're glad to see you back. Praise God.
Amen.
It's been a while.
Yeah. All right. I got it here. This is from Joe Britt. He wanted me to read this to y'all tonight. And it's because of my skills at the English language. And I thank you, Joe, for allowing me this privilege, brother. Okay, here we go. I see a lot of laughing out there. That ought not be happening. All right, here we go. He said, Joe says, my confession starts with the dream of the two serpents. I asked for prayer on Wednesday morning. Well, that was actually Tuesday night. Julie mentioned something about the cage. David sent me an email in connection with the dream. He said something in the black snake's mouth in the cage could be me. with quite possibly something keeping me bound. He and Michael agreed with me in prayer that Father would show me what it could be. All that kept coming to me on Wednesday night was something of my household, nothing else. I do not know what to pray and confess about. Last night, I prayed about it again and asked for two heads for a yes if it was something of my housekeeping, and that Father would give me the words Friday morning that I must confess. Just before I fell asleep, Father gives me my answer. Here's my confession. For quite a while now, I have wanted too many things in my way in my house. I have confessed it several times, but then I fall into the trap again and again. Father showed me that I was too proud to share that in the fellowship, and I have to share and confess it here. Thank you, Father, for confessing in here, and I repent that I have pride in my heart. I have sinned against you, and I ask for your forgiveness. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for your forgiveness, Father. That's Joe. Yes, Father, we just lift Joe up, and we thank you, Father. He is sanctified once more, and we thank you, Father, for filling him with your Holy Spirit, with that overcoming power to keep it down, and we praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your humble spirit in Joe from this point on, and we thank you, Lord, for it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, for complete deliverance for Joe in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Whew, my. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, I ask that you love old Joe now for a while in Jesus' name. Yeah, Willie.
I have to take off. I'm still at my friend's get together, or my friend who passed away get together.
Okay, Willie. It's certainly good to see you again. And I hope this ain't the last time, brother. I hope you come see us next Tuesday and Thursday also from now on. We love you, brother.
I'll let you guys know as soon as possible.
Amen.
See Thanks, you, Willie.
God bless you guys.
Amen.
And if I can get back before it's over, I'll do my best.
Okay, brother. We're looking forward to it. You might come right back with me singing, so don't. You know, come on back as quick as you can. We'll see you, brother.
All Bless right. You. You too.
All right. Amen. All right. Anybody else before I start singing? Okay, let me get going here. I think I've already got these singers lined up here, ready to go.
Singing, Michael.
You know, I can block you. Singing. I don't know if you know that or not.
The power of a moderator. I was gonna respond to what Pat said a little earlier, a little before Willie, and I was just thinking about the wind, how when you end up in the wind, often it's not as turbulent as when you're trying to stand against it. By the way, there's the Soul of China video DVD set that was put together in 2004 about our brothers and sisters in China. They have some neat songs written by Xiaoming about the storms and the winds and the gorgeous, gorgeous music and incredible lyrics that the Holy Spirit gave Xiaoming. She's the one that's written over 1,000, at least last I heard, 1,000 hymns and songs that they sing in China and a lot of Chinese churches around the world. But anyway, I was just thinking about my dream, how one of the dreams that's on the site there, I've mentioned it before, but we were all taking off and we were in the wind. The wind was blowing us. It was kind of, it was going with us, and we were all flying along in the wind. So it's so many interesting parallels, because Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, talking about the wind. You know, in Hebrew, it's ruach. I said that right. But it's the wind that goes this way and it goes that way, and you hear the sound, but you don't know where it's coming from and where it's going. But if you're going with the wind, that's incredible, because to my mind that speaks of the Holy Spirit. So if you're going with the Holy Spirit and you're letting the Holy Spirit carry you, it's much less turbulent. Now, I don't know if that can, obviously it's a parable, but if you look at the life of Paul, he had plenty of turmoil. But I'm not arguing that if you're in the Holy Spirit, you won't have any tribulation from here on out. Anyway, just a great thought, Pat. I just think there's a great depth to what you were saying there. So,
amen. Okay, here we go.
When my way precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh,
So Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. Oh, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm
Come on, let's put our hands together and worship the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One, Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. The work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see His face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. And leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, oh, my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
And power forever. Your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery, Jesus. Your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces and worshiped before the throne. They worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever." Can we join with heaven? Lift up your voices and say amen. We bless you, God. Sing holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is.
Take me past the outer court and through the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing their praise. Lord, I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, but it's only found one place. So take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood.
Here I am. cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease.
My comforter,
thanks so much for tuning in to this latest performance of the David Wesley Virtual Choir. You can check out the rest of my YouTube channel and subscribe for more a cappella worship videos.
By grace alone.
himself has paid the price, that all who trust in him today find healing in his sacrifice. I will wait for you.
Come. faced a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than what. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus. I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. But this I will admit has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, and I'm not ashamed to say, oh, sometimes it takes a mile. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Oh, Lord, I
At one time, if someone had told me to praise God in all things, I would have said, that's crazy. It's not possible. But now, looking back, I recognize that it was the things that finally got my attention that crowded me to Jesus. These are the very things that taught me that I was not in control and made me say with all my heart, I need you. Oh, I need you, Lord.
Sing it with us. Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Sometimes a trouble sea.
Sometimes a trouble sea.
Sometimes it takes a desert.
Sometimes it takes a desert.
Ever been there, Donnie? To get a hold of me.
To get a hold of me.
Your love is so much stronger, sing it.
Your love is so much stronger
than whatever troubles me.
Than whatever troubles me.
Sometimes,
sometimes it takes a mountain
to trust you and believe.
To trust you and
man, we've got a few more to go, but we got way out of time. Glory to God. It was good tonight. It was really good. I was blessed by everybody's Pat and Willie and everybody else that came on tonight. It was a good testimony. Thank you, Father. Yeah, Joe.
Michael, sorry I'm a bit late, but we started today with 10 hours load shedding. I'm not sure if we're going to get worse than this. You understand that, Julie?
You guys are going through power shedding again?
10 hours today.
10 hours without power?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Lord, we just thank you for bringing that free energy on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We ask and we pray, Father, that it doesn't make any difference what the people around Joe have. You're his electricity, and we praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Awesome time tonight. I was just blessed. Glory to God. Yeah, Pat.
I just wanted to thank the Lord for that. Every one of those worship songs just blended in and fit the whole theme of what was happening tonight.
Yeah, it did.
Every one of them just really blessed me. So I just thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Bless me too. I think it blessed everyone. I don't want to give it up. Okay, I guess I have to. Yeah, y'all be blessed. Father, I just ask and I pray that you continue this on in our hearts, to pray for one another, to love on one another, and to intercede for one another. And I thank you, Father, for bringing Willie back, bringing him into the fellowship once again. He was a blessing before, and I'm sure he'll be twice the blessing he was then, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Y'all be blessed. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God.
Yeah, not everyone. God bless y'all. Good night.